Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello all of you wonderful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and today I want to talk to you about video game loading screens. And this is the thing, when we actually come across them in our day-to-day, we can probably get a bit annoyed because it's just like, I just want to play the game, hurry up and load. And in this day and age, especially with the tech that's on offer, you think that they would be a thing of the past, right? Well, you know what, my friends, maybe we should just take a step back, because some of these loading screens have had a lot of thought and care put into them to make even the act of waiting to play the game weirdly fun. I'll try and explain with these 8 entries. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 loading screens so good you forgot that you were waiting to play. Number 8. Onichan Bara Bikini Samurai Squad. Now, Bikini Samurai Squad is a hack-and-slash action horror game that was released for the Xbox 360 in 2009. The game is styled after 1970s exploitation cinema, and if the name doesn't give away the campy story, then you might want to read it again. It features over-the-top violence, gore, bikini-clad, sword-wielding ladies, and everything you might want from such a title. It's just a shame that, it didn't review very well. It was IGN actually called it a digital disaster in nearly every way. But you know what? Its loading screens are actually pretty decent, and in many ways are arguably better than the game itself. And seeing as there aren't many titles that can make that claim seriously, it has to be included for that novelty alone. When you head into a loading screen, you drop out of the, well, let's just say, rendered 3D imagery and find yourself controlling a small 8-bit character who then goes on a zombie killing spree against a horde of enemies that kind of look like Papa Smurf. It's endless, it's pointless, but yes, it's still actually more fun than the game that you're distracting yourself from playing. Number 7. Dragon Ball Ultimate Tenkaichi. If you've ever played a Dragon Ball Z game, then you know that they all have ridiculously entertaining loading screens, but you know what? They can't all be the best, because that title goes to 2011's Dragon Ball Ultimate Tenkaichi. This game is the fourth in the Budokai Tenkaichi fighting game series, and, well, it can't really be considered the best of the franchise, but despite that, the game does feature a loading screen that many players likely enjoyed more than the actual gameplay, and the game does end up having to drop into a loading screen a lot, so it's actually a good thing that the developers programmed them to be fun and entertaining. When players enter the loading screen, they're thrown into a shooting gallery where you can blast away at things using your on-screen reticule. It's a bit strange for a fighting game, seeing as it's far cuter than the rest of the title, but you know what? That just makes it all the more fun. Plus, I imagine that we all just sat there going, pew 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 pew, kiss my key, brother. Or something like that. Number 6. Assassin's Creed. Killing people in video games was nothing new when Assassin's Creed was first released in 2007, but the game took over the concept and crafted it into an art form. Becoming a better assassin was all about stealth, weapons, tactics, and sometimes a massive dollop of good luck. But of course, that could only happen if the player could learn to be a better assassin, so the loading screens actually offered up a chance to do this. Here, the player could control Altair in the infinite void that was the Animus. You could run, use your weapons, practice your moves, and basically tear it down in an otherwise empty void of cloudy mist. Now, it wasn't especially entertaining on its own, but it was somehow difficult to simply just let your character stand there waiting while the loading screens were going on. So it was a good time to start practicing those combos and make sure that you were ready for the real world, or real fake world, I guess, in this case. Number 5. Devil May Cry 3 Dante's Awakening. When Devil May Cry 3 Dante's Awakening was released in 2005, it was highly praised for being a return to form for the series, and the game is probably the one that most people think of when the term hack and slash is thrown about, and for good reason. But it's incredibly difficult as well, so difficult in fact that a rebalanced special edition was released the following year. But difficulty aside, either version of the game requires players to learn combos to master them, or you're going to have little hope in advancing through the game. Now, while you might think that learning these combos is part of playing the game, and you'd be right, mastering the combos, well, that's a different story. And one of the best ways to master anything in Devil May Cry 3 is to have some fun in the loading screens, where you'll have the opportunity to button mash to your heart's content. When you're dropped into a loading screen, the game lets you slash and shoot the loading text by pressing any combo of buttons as much as you want. Doing so is oddly satisfying and helps keep your fingers moving, making you prepped and ready to go as soon as the level finishes loading. Number 4. Rayman Legends. So Rayman has been a popular character ever since his first video game debut back in 1995, and since then he has popped up in a total of 45 different games. We did have a bit of a lull period, but then he came storming back with the wonderful Rayman Origins and of course, Rayman Legends. Now the second game did remarkably well, and if you've played it, you'll know why. And it features an excellent co-op mode, enabling up to 4 players to work together across the many puzzles this platformer offers. With adorable characters and interesting creatures, the game was just so much fun, and it had one of the best loading screens ever made for a puzzle platformer. But not just because it was entertaining, but because it also could help you in the next level as well. Players are dropped into a loading area and they can run and jump about, but there's also a twist here, because they can also make a run and collect a heart bottle, and the one that gets it will be treated to an extra life in the next level. Now, because the bonus is so high for the gameplay, loading screens for Rayman Origins can get insanely competitive, so be prepared to have your controller knocked out of your hand at least once. Number 3. Bayonetta. Bayonetta was released back in 2009 for the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3. The game is a rather stylish take on the action-adventure hack-and-slash genre, which stars the titular sexy librarian character known as Bayonetta fighting it out across fictional European cities. Bayonetta is a witch capable of shapeshifting, carrying out various magical attacks, and lighting up enemies with firearms. And as far as hack-and-slash games from Japan go, it's a remarkably original title and will easily appeal to fans of the Devil May Cry series. But you know what? When players finished a level, they were greeted to a loading screen. While in the area, the player can practice their combo moves and perfect their style. It's entirely interactive, and anything you can do in the game, you can do here in this loading area. And seeing as it's all about pulling off killer moves, getting the chance to practice them between missions wasn't just entertaining, it was incredibly helpful. Number 2. Invader Load. Going all the way back to the commercial hit that was the Commodore 64, players found entertainment in their loading screens in a clever and fun way. Instead of seeing a spinning icon or animated hourglass, which was common at the time, players instead were treated here to a game of Space Invaders. Now, technically, Invader Load wasn't a game in and of itself. Well, it was, but it only functioned as a game within a game. The game was loaded onto the system so that players could play a clone of Space Invaders while they waited for their actual game to load, which could take some time on the Commodore 64. The game was much smaller than the others that you could load onto the system, so it popped up in less than a minute. Some games could take for as long as 5 to 10 minutes to load, so it was a great alternative to sitting around and waiting. So yeah, why not play a game while you're waiting for your game to load? Brilliant. And number 1, Ridge Racer. Back in the 90s, Namco secured a patent on a method that helped avoid unnecessary wastage of time in video games. More specifically, the patent gave Namco the license on making their loading screens less boring, and one of the best examples of the company's exploitation of this came via Ridge Racer. The first Ridge Racer was ported to the PlayStation as a launch title in 1994, and has since gone on to spawn numerous arcade and home console releases for the franchise. The game was noted for having superior drifting mechanics and arcade-like gameplay, which works so well in a multiplayer setting. And when you find yourself on a loading screen in Ridge Racer, the game actually keeps on going, but not the game that you threw into your PS1, as Namco's classic Galaxian fills the screen, leaving the player there to shoot the insectoid alien ships while the PlayStation does its work in the background. The system was known for having long loading times, as it was one of the first consoles to utilize CD-ROMs instead of cartridges. If the player managed to kill off all of the aliens in Galaxian before the loading screen disappeared, they were actually rewarded with an in-game bonus, which made paying attention to the load screen a helpful tool in playing the game that you were playing. Oh my god, it's almost Inception-like.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.